With that, the way we're going to do this is I'm going to go over some managed care concepts, definitions, those sorts of things. Jed's going to then talk about the Medicare program, explain the basics of that, and Violet will end up talking about the regulatory process, fraud and abuse, STARK, and all those things. Now, the purpose of this primer, as we call it, is to, you know, go quickly over a wide variety of materials so that tomorrow, when you go to the conference, which is one of the best conferences in healthcare in the United States, in my opinion, you won't have to worry so much about, you know, not hearing things for the first time or wonder who that Stark guy person was and all that sort of stuff. You'll kind of have a sort of a basic understanding of some of the things that people are talking about. So the purpose of this is really to make the next 10, 12 hours of the conference more valuable and easier to understand, and so people can take more from it. So that's what we're trying to do tonight. It is kind of like taking a drink from a fire hydrant if you've never been exposed to any of this before. If you work in this area, this is going to seem pretty basic. So let's go ahead and get started. Just a couple of things, you know, in terms of resources. If you saw my office, you'd see the last 22 years or so of the binders from this conference on one of the bookshelves. It's a set of reference materials that I go to pretty often, particularly if I remember, oh yeah, there was a talk on that. Let's go talk, you know, figure out quickly a refresher for myself. There's also a book put out by Norton Rose Fulbright, the law firm, Texas Medical Jurisprudence. It comes out every 2 years. It's worth the $100 or so dollars that it costs. In terms of being the statutory reference, or if you want to find out, okay, where's that statute? What is that? That's an easy place to go and at least get a paragraph or so.